I can't believe that. What could possibly be worse?
You say you remember him at Hogwarts, Rosmerta, murmured Professor McGonagall. Do you remember who his best friend was?
Naturally, said Madame Rosmerta with a small laugh. Never saw one without the other, did you? The number of times I had them in here. Oh, they used to make me laugh. Quite the double act, Sirius Black and James Potter.
Harry dropped his tankard with a loud clunk. Ron kicked him.
Precisely, said Professor McGonagall. Black and Potter, ringleaders of their little gang, both very bright, of course, exceptionally bright, in fact, but I don't think we've ever had such a pair of troublemakers.
Oh, I don't know, chuckled Hagrid. Fred and George Weasley could give 'em a run for their money.
You'd have thought Black and Potter were brothers, chimed in Professor Flitwick. Inseparable.
Of course they were, said Fudge. Potter trusted Black beyond all his other friends. Nothing changed when they left school. Black was best man when James married Lily. Then they named him godfather to Harry. Harry has no idea, of course. You can imagine how the idea would torment him.
Because Black turned out to be in league with you-know-who, whispered Madame Rosmerta.
Worse even than that, my dear.
Fudge dropped his voice and proceeded in a sort of low rumble.
Not many people are aware that the Potters knew you-know-who was after them. Dumbledore, who was, of course, working tirelessly against you-know-who, had a number of useful spies.